بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وقال ربکم ادعونی استجب لکم صدق اللہ العظیم. Most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us du'as that we should recite in our life. There are du'as for several occasions. Just now we perform janazah salat. In the janazah salah, there are certain du'as that we make. And those du'as are for the marhoom. The janazah salah itself is a du'a. And in this salat, we make a dua for the deceased person. When a person wakes up in the morning, there are several duas that are sunnah, they are masnoon. Before retiring to bed or in the evening, there are duas one recites. When a person partakes of meals, there are duas to be read. After meals, there are duas that are read. In every occasion, there are masnoon duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he taught to us. And those du'as are not just to learn it and forget it, but if one looks into those du'as, analyzes those du'as, one will realize so much of hidayat, teachings, guidance one will find in those du'as. Inshallah, tonight we will discuss a du'a for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he has taught us to recite in the morning. Now there are several du'as that are masnoon, which are sunnat, and that should be recited when a person wakes up or after fajr salat. Many du'as have been mentioned. One particular du'a Rasulullah has taught us, Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm fathahu wa nasrahu wa nurahu wa barakatahu wa hudah. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِن شَرِّ مَا فِيهِ وَشَرِّ مَا بَعْدَهِ. It's not a long dua. It's a very easy dua. Inshallah, as we go along, we will learn this dua as well. The maqsad of this is to understand the purports and the meaning of this dua and to implement this in our lives. O Allah, I ask you, اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم, the good of this day. Person wakes up in the morning, he does not want to have a bad day. Everybody wants to have a good day. Whether he's a pupil at school or the college, whether he's an imam in the masjid and in the teacher in the madrasa, whether he's a businessman, whether he's a lawyer, whether he's a doctor, accountant, whatever profession, mothers at home, everybody wakes up in the morning hoping to have a good day. Now, what is a good day? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has himself taught us in the remaining words, fathahu wa nasrahu wa nurahu wa barakatahu wa hudah. We ask you, fatah of this day. The word fatah in Arabic means to open. Something is closed, it is sealed. So the Arabic word to open anything, we say fataha. When we come into the masjid, one of the du'as we recite, Allahumma iftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Wallah, open the doors of your mercy for us. The word fatah in Arabic means to open. And it's also used for victory. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath. When the help of Allah and victory comes. Nasrun min Allahi wa fathun qareeb. The help of Allah and the close victory. So anything which is opened, it was sealed, there was an obstacle, it is now removed, now there is an opening, a person is successful, is victorious, has gained victory, he is triumphant. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, has mentioned this dua and many other duas, and he has explained the different words of this dua. And I will mention many other things also that we have read in other kitabs. So Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib has mentioned the word Fathun, used by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not easily translated. It means to open, which we discussed now. Thus, victory over anything implies that it was first opened for us, and now we have gained control over it. And he said the nearest translation may be that its gate was opened for us. So Allah opened the gate of the day-to-day. In other words, O Allah, any doors that are sealed for me today, in any of my works, Ya Allah, you open all those doors. You open all those doors for me. Open the doors of mercy. O Allah, open for me this day, meaning your doors of mercy and rahmat. So as a person begins the day, person encounters many problems. Sometimes in the morning the person wakes up, he's got a headache. He's not feeling too well. So health could be a problem. Then he realizes he's got payments to make. He owes people a lot of money. It's a month end, he's got payments to make. Then he's got a test that's coming. Pupil wakes up, he's got examinations. Or somebody has gone, or he has to go for an X-ray that day, and they're going to be blood tests that they're going to take from him. And he's worried, what will be the result? Different people have different problems, and as the day goes by, person encounters many problems. So if you recite this dua in the morning, Oh Allah, I ask you the good of this day, Fathahu, the opening of this day, opening of all blockades and all obstacles, make it a victorious day for me, an opening from all my problems and difficulties. So all his problems will soon vanish. They will disappear because he has sought the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He hasn't gone to any other means. First he has gone to Allah Rabbul Izzat and he's begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's mentioned in the Quran, Surah Fatir, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. Whatever mercy Allah Ta'ala opens for any person, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ. Here again the word fataha. Fataha yaftahu, to open. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ. Whatever mercy, whatever doors of mercy Allah opens for you, فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. There's nobody who can shut those doors. There's nobody who can stop that mercy from coming down to you. But وَمَا يُمْسِك. Whatever Allah Ta'ala closes and shuts, and He locks all those doors, then nobody can force those mercies down. Therefore you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallah, I'm asking you the fatah of this day. So Allah Ta'ala will make all those problems vanish, and all those obstacles and impediments will be removed. The Mufti Taqi Sahib has given simple examples for us to understand. You see, suppose that you wait for some vehicle, some conveyance, but you're waiting for a long period and you can't get it. This means that the obstacle you are going to your going is there and the door is shut. So now there's no means for you. So there's an obstacle. Suddenly you get your conveyance. So when your conveyance is obtained, now the door that was shut is now opened for you. Similarly, you're waiting in a queue and the door is closed. You're going to meet somebody in the office. It's a long queue, you've got to wait for your turn. The door is closed and you're waiting and waiting for your turn to come. When that comes, the door is open for you. And how happy you get. If you're waiting for some important work and you're waiting for your number to come out or for you to be called and you've been waiting patiently for very long and suddenly your number is called, then you already, somehow your problem is half solved. Because now you know, you're going to go into that office and you're going to try and sort out whatever problems you have. So when that comes, the door is open for you. Hazrat Mufti Sahib says that you will find this thing in every affair of this world where doors are closed and then doors are open for you. So Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm. We ask you the best of this day, fathahu, the opening of this day, the victory of this day, the success of this day, the opening from all difficulties, all those blockades and obstacles and impediments may be removed. Doors opening is victory. Sometimes the obstacle is tough, and one's turn takes a long time. But the moment the door is open, this obstacle vanishes and the person achieves his aim quickly. Allah Ta'ala has got His wisdom, His reasons for closing certain doors for us. Allah Ta'ala enjoys when a person knocks and taps at his door, knocks at his door, knocks at his door, knocks at his door. He is imploring Allah Ta'ala, he is begging from Allah Ta'ala. He raises his hands, he begs from Allah. He expresses his feebleness, his weakness, and the greatness and loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you have got the trees of all treasures. Ya Allah, I'm begging from you, I'm asking you. So whatever the problem is. So Allah Ta'ala enjoys the person asking and begging from him. So it may take some time. Allah Ta'ala is not bound by time. Many times a person says that I've been asking, and nothing is happening. But the moment the doors are open, and we see the floodgates of Allah's mercy, when they are open, then it never closes again. And these doors are open wide. So Allah Ta'ala gives plentiful and more than what the person actually has asked for. So he says, when this tough obstacles and difficult obstacles are removed, then it doesn't take much time for the person to achieve his aim. Life is a continuous struggle. Kitab writes, if all of us examine our life from morning to evening, every day we will find obstacles on our path that we have to overcome sooner or later. Sometimes there's a delay, and sometimes it becomes extremely difficult to overcome these obstacles. So sometimes we succeed, sometimes we may fail even. Allah Ta'ala knows best what is best for us. If we are going to ask Allah Ta'ala for everything that we ask Allah Ta'ala, and we expect that Allah Ta'ala gives us the exact thing we ask for, that's not the nizam and system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may ask for something which is not going to be beneficial for us. It might be detrimental for us. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala does not give us that. A child asks the parent for a sweet. It's not difficult at all for the parent to give the child the sweet. He's got a whole cupboard full of chocolates and sweets. But those sweets are going to be harmful to the child. So as much as the parent loves the parent is not going to give the child. But he may give the child something else. He might buy him a toy or something else. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at times will not give us the exact thing we are asking, but will give you something better and what is beneficial for you. So Hazrat writes, it is impossible not to have obstacles at all in life. Everybody desires. You see, life is not a bed of roses. But we all expect everything to happen so smooth sailing. Yes, Allah Ta'ala makes us enjoy prosperity. Nobody comes in this world from the time he has come till the time he leaves this world. It's only hardship and calamities and musibah. But yes, sometimes many musibahs come upon us. But Allah Ta'ala makes things easy for us. There are many occasions and times in our life when we're enjoying good health. And Allah Ta'ala gives us sustenance. Allah Ta'ala provides so many ni'mat for that. But in this world, it is a place of tests, trials and tribulations. It is impossible not to have obstacles at all in life. But inshallah, we will be free of them in paradise. And we just finished off the past couple of weeks. We had described our Jannat and the bounties of Jannat. In Jannat, there is no toiling. There's no labor, there's no pareshani, there's no depression, there's no pain, there's no illness. It's only enjoyment and enjoyment and enjoyment. So in Jannat, a person is free from all these miseries and obstacles. There man will have whatever he desires, and everything will happen as he wishes and as he wants. But in this life, not even a king can have easy, free life, no impediments, no obstacles whatsoever. A king also gets headache. In fact, he gets more headache than the citizens. And he's more worried about his life than the normal citizen of the country. He requires so many bodyguards and so much of security to be around him. So he's always pareshan. So obstacles may come, those may be closed, and they may or may not be overcome and opened. This is possible. It is the will of Allah. It's the wisdom of Allah, which none of us can question. But Allah is too kind. Allah Ta'ala will open doors for us, provided what we are asking for is something which is lawful, it is right. Maybe we are asking Allah Ta'ala to open some door of haram for us. Then obviously, there's not going to be right. Other says illness is an obstacle. When one falls sick, the illness is a hindrance to doing his daily work. When medicine does not help, this is an impediment. Person goes to the doctor, he tried several doctors, so much of medication, still he's not coming right. Suddenly, goes to some doctor or something, and the medicine that he has taken now, it proves effective. So that means Allah Ta'ala has opened the door for the person. This is Iman, this is faith. This is what Rasulullah ﷺ dua covers. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm fathahu. This is the fatah. This is the opening. Then Hazrat says, laziness in salah is an obstacle. Laziness in salah is an obstacle. What more could a man want if all doors are open for him in this worldly life and in his deen? Let's take an example from deen. A man may wish to be obedient and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he wants to wake up for salah. So say he wakes up for salah of fajr. He wants to wake up for fajr salah. But sleep overpowers him. Laziness overwhelms him. So this laziness is an impediment. The door is shut. But he realizes that it is Allah's command. It is fard for him to make salat. So he plucks up the courage. He gets the himmat. He gets the strength for it. And he goes to the masjid and he offers his salat. That means the doors have opened for such a person and the obstacle has now been removed. And therefore another dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma aftah أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. Allah open the locks of our hearts through your dhikr. The person makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all those locks that had locked up his heart and sealed his heart, because his heart was full of sin, became very heavy. Now no noor is going into it. But the moment he made the dhikr of Allah, immediately all those locks become unlocked, and now the noor penetrates into his heart. So now what has happened? Allah has given him victory. Allah has given him fatah. Invitations to sin obstacles. When one goes out of his house, finds it difficult to keep his eyes from misuse, desires excite him, there are obstacles that are there in from him obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. The door is shut for him. He nearly surrenders to his base desires and evils and to shaitan. Suddenly he prays to Allah ta'ala, Allah, I'm overcome with desire. And shaitan, help me to abstain from sin. So Allah Ta'ala then gives him strength. Allah Ta'ala gives him the ability. Allah gives him the tawfiq. And Allah removes the obstacles. And Allah helps him to stay away from sin. Now the door has opened for such a person. So this is what we call fatah. The door needs to be opened for worldly affairs and for akhirat affairs. In other words, for our deen also. If all the doors for us is closed, then how are we going to make amal? Therefore, this reminds us of the dua, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Person does not have strength and ability on his own to do any good action. It is only through the strength that Allah gives him. And he cannot turn away from any sin besides with assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah ta'ala, we make dua, Allah give us fatah. It's not only victory against an enemy that is also there, but victory in so many other dini aspects, and also for worldly aspects and needs, that Allah Ta'ala gives us this fatah and opening. Then the second part, wa nasrahu, nusrat, help. Very similar to the first one, victory. Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, we ask you the best of this day. Give us the opening from all difficulties. And oh Allah, we ask you nusrat, help. This word nasara in Arabic means to help. We ask Allah for His help. Nothing we do from morning and to evening can dispense with Allah Ta'ala's help. Without His help, we cannot do anything at all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dua, therefore, requests Allah Ta'ala at the very beginning of the day, right from the morning, oh Allah, we need your fatah, we need your nusrat, we need your help. And help, again, this world, and help for the akhirat. Help on the day of Qiyamah, we need Allah's help. Man only makes means acquired, or he only gathers means to do whatever work he has to do. So he looks for the means and he gathers those means. But the capability only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man is only capable of making available the means to do any work. To make these means effective, to give it an athar, that is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is beyond man's power. You may have all the equipment in front of you, and all the computers in front of you, and all the vehicles and transport and conveyances and everything you have. And everything is in working order. But if Allah wishes for that not to have any effect, it won't have any effect. And we have seen in so many examples in Quran and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is only Allah ta'ala who places an athar, an effect in those means. But this much a person can do, that acquire the means, and that is within our power or ability, and we should be doing so. So this again brings us to the topic of tawakkul. A person doesn't make use of means, and he sits down, he says, I got great trust in Allah Ta'ala, and reliance on Allah Ta'ala, and everything will take place, nothing happens. Yes, Allah can still do it. Has happened for few people, but Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu went past, a group of people were sitting there, they had their axe and their picks and all the utensils and all the equipment. And he sees him sitting there. Who are you? He says, we are mutawakkilun. We have reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you sow the seed? No. We have trust in Allah ta'ala, reliance on Allah ta'ala. He says, you are lazy people. You're not people who have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you are doing is totally incorrect. Sow the seed, make the necessary effort, and then you have reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wishes the crops to grow, He'll make it grow. But what was within your means, you are expected to do so. Similarly, cure is not within one's power. All a man can do is, he can consult a doctor, take the prescribed medication, follow the advice of the doctor. But whether that will cure him or not, this is within the power of Allah Ta'ala. That's why we say, Allahumma anta shafi. La shifa illa shifa'uk. Allah, you are shafi. You are the only person who can really give cure. There is no other cure but from you. But yes, Allah has made this nizam and system. Person gets sick, then he should take the medication, go to the doctor, and whatever necessary advice the doctor gives him, he has to abide by it. But again, the person and the being who puts the effect in that medication is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Employment. Hazrat Mufti Sahab has brought such things that every person is affected by these type of things. Person worries about rozi, he worries about his health. And these are the things that worry us and concern us. That I'm so sick and I'm taking the medication, still nothing happening. Again, a man may only apply for a job against a vacancy, but it's not in his hands to get an appointment, be in the good books of his employer or receive salary. Only Allah's help can get him that. Person needs a job. He has to take the necessary means, but guarantee the job and the salary and everything will be smooth sailing for him and he'll get a good job and everything will go well for him. This is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, you're going to ask Allah ta'ala for nusrat. So Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm fathahu wa nasrahu. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began the morning with a prayer, dua, seeking Allah ta'ala's nusrat at every step. Then, wa nurahu. And we ask Allah Ta'ala for His Noor. What is Noor? Light. The question arises, why seek Noor or light during the day when there already is light? During the day there is light. Now what Noor you are asking Allah Ta'ala for? It is available to everyone. Whether the person is believer, disbeliever, rich, poor, old, young, whether he is pious, whether he is a sinner. So the Mufti Sahib writes, what is meant here, Noorahu, is the light of the heart. This heart, it is not the apparent light that one seeks in his dua. It is a plea to Allah. O Allah, this light that you have provided to all in Sanri is not enough for me till you grant me light of the heart. The light of the eye is not the light of the heart. So this is the dua. One is a physical need to be able to see. So Allah Ta'ala gives you the nur also of your basarat in Arabic. Your eyes, your physical eyes, vision. And the other one is basirat. And that is the inner sight. That is the eyes of the heart. And the sight of the heart. And that helps a person to discern good from evil. To be able to take that which Allah Ta'ala has prescribed as haq for him, to treat it as haq. And what is batil and falsehood, he's able to refrain from it and understand that that's no good for me. And therefore, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Really, the du'as of Rasulullah SAW is full of hidayat. Every single du'a. And there's another du'a, Allahum, O Allah, show me haq to be haq. And show me batil to be batil. Ulama have explained, when a person's heart has become so dark, that he does not have this light that we are talking about, the spiritual light, the light of the heart, he's unable to see. What happens in his case? He will see haq. What is haq? He'll regard it haq to be batil, false. And he'll treat falsehood to be haq. And we see it prevalent. Things which are practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which are clear injunctions of Quran, the practice and the noble teachings of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. But when this heart has become diseased and is clogged, locked, dark, then those, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that akmal, ajmal, ashal tariqah we talk about, so complete, so perfect, so easy, so beautiful, we won't be able to see the beauty. And we will find false ma'adallah in that life. And we'll find deficiencies in that beautiful life. And we'll say, no, that's for 1,400 years ago, not for now. It's not possible to practice on that now. Ma'adallah. The most akmal way of life, the ashal, the ajmal, that which is full of beauty, that which Allah chose for the hidayat of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Full of nur, full of nur, full of nur. Quran Allah also talks about nur. Rasulullah SAW also nur. His teachings are nur. And even physical nur would come out from his Mubarak mouth when he would smile. And we find zulumat in that, ma'adallah. So what has happened? Ulama say your heart has become inverted. And therefore you see right to be wrong and wrong to be right. Allah Ta'ala save us. So this is the nur we ask Allah Ta'ala in the morning. Allah give us, because our heart becomes constricted, right? Darkness of deeds causes gloominess of the heart. The word nur is very comprehensive. There are some things which when accomplished brings about cheerfulness and opening of the heart. We call this sharhu sadr. We have heard this many times. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, إِنَّ النُّورَ إِذَا قُذِفَ فِي الْقَلْبِ. When nur is thrusted into a heart, in شَرَحْ لَهُ الصَّدْرِ, the heart then expands. When Allah Ta'ala puts nur into the person's heart, then this chest of ours, the spiritual heart, it expands. We call it شَرْحُ الصَّدْرِ. شَرَحَ means opening, becoming wide. Wide for what? To accept this nur from Allah Ta'ala. To accept the injunctions of Allah Ta'ala wholeheartedly and to understand the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and to enjoy these commandments by practicing upon it. We begin to hold on to and adhere onto these commandments. It's something that we enjoy doing. This is when a person has sharh al-sadr. Person's heart is very tight, it's narrowed, it's constricted. This is Quran talks about dhayiqun nafs, udhiqun nafs. Heart is very narrow, it's tight, it's being pressed, compressed. So now the person is not going to enjoy any nur coming from Allah Ta'ala. Quran will not bring any enjoyment to him. Hadith of Rasulullah has no enjoyment to him. Different ibadahs, no enjoyment for him. Masjid is no
There's no enjoyment for him. Yes, he'll find enjoyment in filth only. Enjoyment for him is in the casino, is in the cinemas, watching pornographic material. He's napak the whole day. That is his pleasure. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. Here Rasul talking about Sharh al-Sadr. Sahaba asked, are there any signs for a person who has got the Sharh al-Sadr that Noor has come into his heart? Rasul said, yes. At-tajafi an dari ghurur. That a person breaks away from this world of deception. It's a very long bayan. We have heard, as Imam Mazhar Sahib also mentioned this, and he gave a whole bayan on this. Many others have explained this before. Inshallah, we'll also discuss it sometime. At-tajafi an dari ghurur simply means tajafi. In Arabic means to break, to detach yourself. Break away from this world of deception. Wal-inabatu ila dari al-khulud. The second sign is that a person has this yearning and longing for the hereafter. Anaba yunibu. Inaba means to turn towards something. So the person is now focusing his attention towards the everlasting world. And the third one, wal-isti'adadu lil-mawti qabla nuzuli, preparation for mawt before mawt comes. Before mawt overtakes the person, person is making all the tayari, is ready. So when mawt comes, he leaves this world with a smiling face. So light brightens the heart. Sometimes doing something brings happiness to the heart. As it says, it brings happiness. One becomes happy after and after doing something a person does, and he gains happiness, he becomes cheerful. But when a person does something, like he mentioned, sins, this brings gloominess to his heart. It gives him becheni, restlessness, causes darkness to come into his heart. So sometimes doing something brings happiness to the heart, and peace, serenity comes into his heart. This is light that Allah Ta'ala puts into the person's heart. So right from the beginning, in the morning, we're waking up, we're asking Allah Ta'ala for his fatah. Oh Allah, give us kamiyabi, give us victory, give us an opening. And we're asking Allah Ta'ala for nusrat, for help. We need help in every single matter. So Allah Ta'ala will give us that nusrat. And noor from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We need light to be able to come closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The rest of the dua, inshallah, will continue next week. Wa barakatuhu wa hudah. Two more things. Barakat is another long explanation. At least this much we should understand. And make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala gives us this fatah that Rasulullah SAW asked for, and the nusrat he asked for, and the noor that he asked for, the barakat, the blessings, and also the hidayat. It's an important dua, inshallah. Let's learn these duas. It's so simple. Allahumma is very easy, means oh Allah. Everybody knows Allahumma means oh Allah. Inna in Arabic means verily we. It's a plural word, inna. People ask, Muna, inni, inna, every time. It's so easy. Inna means verily we. Inni means verily I. We just read it in plural, include everybody. Allahumma inna, verily we. Nas'aluka, we ask you, O Allah. The word sa'ala yas'al in Arabic means to ask, to beg. O Allah, we are asking you. Khayra hadha al-yawm, the best of this day. We only want good to come to us. The opposite of khayr is shar. So we want only khayr to come, we don't want shar to come to us. And Rasulullah SAW has taught us in this dua, what is the khayr that you should ask Allah Ta'ala for? So what is it? Fathahu, the fatah, the victory, the opening that we've explained. And nasrahu, which means his help. Wa noorahu, and his light. Light from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Inshallah, next week we'll continue. Wa barakatahu wa hudah wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma fi wa sharri ma ba'da. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka Allahumma. وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.